imagine you're going to tell us that getting it striking for the two goals early, not just because of the travel, but this is a hard building to start out behind it, and a big, big difference tonight, right?
Well, the one I'd say is a trademark of that team is they start out fast. Like, that's where they get you. And the last time we played them, they were up 3-0 before we knew what was happening. And we fought back in the game, but not enough. And even though watching the game the other night, they were all over Wash, and it's just, you've got to weather that storm. And I like the fact that we held them to, you know, for a shot volume team that they are, we kind of kept them off the board a little bit. And to get the goals early and make them have to play catch up was always benefit for us.
What kind of mentality did you come out with in the second period to be able to extend the lead and kind of flip the script a little bit from the last 6 minutes of the first?
Well, the second period was exceptional period for us, and we the way the league is now, it seems like no leads are safe. So we wanted to extend it, but we wanted to. I don't know how much we had left in the tank. We let it all out in the second and got us that third one, and then we made ourselves feeling pretty good going into the third. And, you know, we had to defend a little bit in the third period. We took a couple late penalties, but overall, you know, you get the lead, you extended it, protected it, and guys did a great job.
Can you talk about the overall accomplishment considering what you were coming off of in terms of the travel arrangement?
Yeah, that was a I don't know. You look at the schedule and you know you're going to have some tough ones. And we're not the only one. Every team has them. I think Pittsburgh had one tonight where, similar to us, playing up in Canada, and they come and play back-to-back. You know, it's a mindset, right? I think this team had taken it to us twice, and there's a lot of pride in the room, and you know, we're rolling a little bit here, and I just... You could see our guys dig deep. There was a major focus, especially with all the adversity we had to go through. But just proud of the fact that we went 3 on a trip and sit there and say, well, we did okay. But they came in and said, no, we want to be a little greedy here and take all 4, and that's what they did.
What did you like from the way you finished the game last night to keep those lines coming into tonight?
Well, we were productive. They played together in the third period in Buffalo, and they did it together last night and again tonight. And it's rare in this league that the same line stays together for all 82 games. You know, as coaches, you want to put guys in a situation, help the team win, and that's what we're trying to do.
So what was the difference between being productive in Buffalo instead of going back to the same starting lines versus this time you kept with these lines?
Coaches' decisions.
What do you like best about the 7 games? I mean, I'm sure you'd make some collective analysis of it and say, this is what's happening, maybe a little different.
You know what's happening is we're being rewarded for how we played the month prior. And we've been playing really well. And it just seems that people that follow us closely would sit there and say, oh my gosh, this team's dominating the game. And we'd walk away with no points or 1 point, or we'd make 2 mistakes in the game and both of them would end up in the net. But we knew if we kept playing that way, we'd eventually get rewarded, and you know, now we are. And every all these games, you know, we haven't necessarily been the dominant team in all these games, but we've given ourselves a chance to win, and we're finding a way to win. And I think the work they've done here the last month and a half is paying off now.
How long do you think you'll be without McDonald?
I don't know.
Day to day, week to week?
I don't know. I'll let you go tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you.
Not going to talk about tomorrow.